Track 11, David Clayton. We now take off in a very different direction, as David Clayton recalls some of his days away from BBC Radio Norfolk. Here he is.
As some of you may know, a lot of my radio career has been here in Norfolk. I've run BBC Radio Norfolk as the editor for 18 years, stopping in 2016, and before that, I was a regular presenter on the station. But when I got to be the editor, I was often borrowed by other stations to go and run them for a while. So it was I found myself at BBC Radio Manchester, running that for about 5 months, which was great. Entirely different station, much bigger station than Radio Norfolk. And as fate would have it, I stayed in the same hotel as some of the Coronation Street cast, so found myself of an evening taking wine with an actress called Maggie Jones, who you might remember was the old battle axe Blanche Hunt in Coronation Street. She was a lovely lady, talked much posher than she did with a northern accent on Coronation Street, and certainly not a battle axe. Many a happy evening sitting chatting to her about acting and Coronation Street. But I did go and run BBC Radio Cleveland, or BBC Tees as it became, the station that covered the Middlesbrough area, and as such covered the town or the village where I was born, which was called Mask-by-the-Sea, between Redcar and Saltburn on the northeast coast. So I was rather pleased to go back to the area of my birth, and I ran the station there for, again, about 5 or 6 months. Which was great. The editing a radio station is about managing the people, leading the people, if you like, deciding a bit on policy. But I wasn't there long enough to do any harm or possibly any good. But it was great to be back in the land of my birth. I remember going to Middlesbrough with my mother to get my school uniform back in the 60s. So I'd walk familiar streets again and listen to familiar voices and familiar accents. The mid-morning presenter was called away suddenly. I think it was a family issue. Her name was Alex Hall, and who else was there to stand in? So I said, well, look, it's short notice. We can't get anyone else. I'll do it. So all the equipment was familiar to me. The area was familiar to me. And I was sort of quite excited to be broadcasting, not just running the station, but broadcasting to people who actually might remember me. Mind you, I left there in 1963. A bit of a long shot. Anyway, the producer, a lovely woman called Sue, she said, look, we've got a man coming in to do a phone-in about doing extensions to your house. He's an architect. He comes from, and she named the company, and his name's Gordon, and he'll be in about 11 o'clock. Do a phone-in with him. Okay. In he walked, and he looked at me, and I looked at him, and I said, what's your name? And he said, Gordon Henderson. I said, I went to school with you. And he said, are you David Clayton? I went, yes. Right. We'd met up again on the radio one random morning that I presented a show on BBC Radio Cleveland. And we sat there while a record was playing, reminiscing. Then we did a great phone-in and then promised to get together for a drink afterwards. The best bit about it, call it coincidence, call it what you like, I introduced him and we said we were old schoolmates. I looked at the next record, which was on a computer screen. You don't play records anymore. You press a button and play the next record. The next record, unplanned by me, was called The Boys Are Back in Town. You can't make it up, can you?
Thank you, David.